Laws and regulations versus guidelines. Terminology in the area of laws, regulations, and guidelines is important. Laws and regulations must be followed or severe penalties may be imposed. Laws are passed by the lawmaking body of the national or state/province entity such as a legislature or parliament, or by the lawmaking body of a city. An example of a law is the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA. In the U.S., laws may directly set out requirements that must be followed by a given person or facility, or they may provide authority to a regulatory agency, which issue regulations. An example of a regulation is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's Bloodborne Pathogen Standard in the U.S. In countries where regulatory agencies exist in addition to lawmaking bodies, such as the United States, the agencies cannot issue regulations that override statutory law passed by an act of legislation. However, when agencies issue regulations, the regulations carry the weight of law, and compliance with them is mandatory. Guidelines are framed as recommendations, and they are written to provide practice guidance. These typically are based on expert consensus and the most current, best scientific evidence. Best practice is to follow guidelines, although they are not enforceable via legal penalties, unless they are adopted formally by a different law or rulemaking body. Organizations such as the WHO and CDC publish extensive guidelines on a number of healthcare-related topics, including infection prevention and control, for example, guidelines on cleaning and disinfecting facilities, vaccine recommendations, use of personal protective equipment, PPE, and antimicrobial stewardship. Key point, as evidenced by the above, laws and regulations form a complex web that is continually changing and manifests differently depending on the specific location of a facility. The IP should know/monitor changes to the laws and regulations that impact their IPC program and assess compliance on an ongoing basis. But beyond that, memorizing the details of the ever-changing environment is likely impossible. However, the following information is helpful to know. Which agencies regulate your facility? The reportable illness list for your facility. Local health department officials. Outbreak and other reporting requirements. How to get information from health departments. Regulatory levels of authority. Typically, the highest level of regulatory authority stems from the national government. In some circumstances, international bodies such as the European Union may have some regulatory power that supersedes that of national bodies. More frequently, however, international bodies provide guidance and support to national governments and other lower-level regulatory bodies. State or province and local, typically city, regulations comprise the lower authority levels from which regulations may arise. Often, states and provinces have departments that parallel the functions of the federal agencies. The organizational structures vary by name and grouping of functions or programs. Linkage to national programs occurs frequently through funding or regulatory requirements. In many places, such as the United States, local regulations may not override state regulations and state regulations may not override federal regulations. However, lower-level authorities may expand upon regulations issued by a higher authority or issue regulations in areas that higher-level authorities have declined to regulate, in situations where the sole regulatory power has not been granted to the higher institution. Note that in some circumstances, lower-level authorities may be restricted from issuing regulations on a given subject by the higher-level authority.